we've had a practice on this program going back now in our 11th year, to give opportunities, to key figures in the community, to have the community hear what they have to say. And when you come on this show, what you have to say is unfiltered, unedited, not soundbited. The audience in the, and community hears exactly what you say, whether you're on the phone or whether you're here in the studio. I got a call on, Friday after I got off the air. Miss Cynthia Davis, who is the mom of Major Davis Jr., that is the individual accused, in the murder of, Officer Wren. And as we constantly say on this program, everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. And Miss Davis had some concerns about how some things that she said, have been misconstrued, misinterpreted, misunderstood by the community. And we wanted to give her an opportunity, to talk directly to the community. Miss Davis is here in our studio. She's joined by the Reverend Moja Ajabu. Miss Davis, welcome.
Thank you, Amos.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
What do you want to say to the folks that are listening all over Indianapolis and central Indiana?
I would like to say to everyone that my name, Cynthia Davis, has been put out here, slandered around 50 states for a quote that was made that said, Cynthia Davis said if the police hadn't got out the car, he would have not got shot. I never said those words. I would appreciate if the media or the news, anyone in particular that can quote those words that I said, I would appreciate if you can come, let me see that quote that I made. If not, I would very much appreciate if the public give me an apology and quit slandering my name and my character, because I am a woman of God and I would never say nothing like that. So I would appreciate if those who say I said that make note to me that I said those words. If not, I would appreciate an apology from the public for slandering my name.
Ms. Davis, let me make sure I understand. I heard you clearly. I just want to make sure that there, so you're saying there is no videotape, there is no audio tape, there is no written transcript that says you said that.
There is none.
Because I know in the two times that you called in on this program, unannounced, unsolicited, you never said those words. I know on that first conversation that we had 2 days after, the incident occurred, and you were a mom and you were upset. You did not know whether your son was near death or what the situation was. I know I did not ever hear you, you know, say those words. So I do remember that part of it. And I also know at that time, you know, you were not in the best spirit of mind as any mom would be.
But I never said those words. You okay. Are correct.
Mm-hmm.
There is no paperwork, no recording of anything to my knowledge of me saying those words.
It seemed to me it's an easy thing because, you know, we all in the media put, you know, interviews up on the website. This conversation will be put on our website. It stays there. We don't know for forever, we guess. And is there, have you all like done a search of your name and the interviews that aired and nothing?
Yes, we've done a search and we see nothing thus far. That's why I asked for those of the media,
mm-hmm.
if Cynthia Davis said those are words, please bring it to my attention. Put up or shut up.
And they actually use Russ McQuaid as the source, and he wanted to make sure that he has never heard those words said from this lady's mouth mm-hmm. to him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part and parcel of it. I think she has some more to say.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I also would like to say that July the 5th, my son, Major Davis II, was pronounced dead on 34th and Forest Manor. By the grace of God, he was revived and he's alive, mm-hmm. to now face a possible death penalty. I am asking for the prosecutors and those out there in the audiences to understand the multitude of this reality of a mother, and that being her son. God was not ready for my son and for them to try to bring up a death penalty against him. I think they need to reconsider that God never makes a mistake.
Mm.
He knows exactly what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the whole world to recognize he doesn't put in there because a life got taken, you take one. That's not their decision. It's God's decision. And we all know he made a decision by bringing him back. Third, I would like to say, for those who are out here and wanting to do what Cynthia Davis wants to do, and that's stop the violence, I am offering you to come out this Saturday, August the 23rd, 12 noon, 34th in Forest Manor, to silence the violence. Our young children need to know and understand that there's people out here who care. We care enough that we want to let them know we want to silence all the violence everywhere, all over. Again, I ask everyone that's concerned about the violence, please come out to silence the violence.
Let me take a break, and we'll come back. Reverend Mojo Jabba wants to add something about this march that's on this coming Saturday. It's After These with Amos, After These. All right, welcome back. 239-1310 Mojo Jabu. Actually, during the break, we went to the website of Channel 8, and we found, I think, the story that caused a lot of concern and consternation. And nowhere in that story was Miss Cynthia Davis interviewed or talked to or quoted or alluded to. There's allusions to the Davis family, but if it's anything like families in any community, not just the black community, families are extended. You know, it's aunts and nephews and nieces and cousins and brothers and sisters and what have you. What is happening Saturday?
Saturday, and first of all, thank you, Amos, for allowing us to have this, but I just want to make sure that everybody understands what Ms. Davis just said. She said that she did not make the statement. She's also asking for a public apology from anybody, to include IMPD, that is alluding to her making the statement. She did not make the
statement. To her specifically.
To her specifically, as they have disparaged her publicly,
mm-hmm.
and created a world war, a worldwide fundraiser off of words that she didn't say. Surely, if anybody deserves an apology, it's her.
But if, let me be fair now, but if a family member.
That's not her.
I know, but okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, that's not her.
Okay.
They have attributed the words to her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if they have attributed the words to her, they need to quit it. Mm-hmm. She didn't say it. Mm-hmm. She hasn't said it. And they can't come up with any evidence where she did say it. And for the police, where trust level is low in the black community anyhow, to come out and disparage a mother whose son was pronounced dead on the scene, and God revived that boy. And now the prosecutor is contemplating undoing what God has done. If she don't deserve an apology, I don't know who does. And IMPD and the reporter, if they have said that, they need to apologize to this mother.
Go ahead, Ms. Davis.
And second of all,
yeah.
We want all the violence to stop,
mm-hmm.
whether it be domestic violence, whether it be black-on-black violence, whether it be police-on people violence or people-on police violence.
Mm-hmm.
We want all the war.
Mm-hmm.
We want all the violence to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to be marching this Saturday.
Up at 34th
August 23rd. Mm-hmm. We're going to gather at 34th and Forest Manor at 12 noon, and we're going to march silently to send the message that the violence must be silenced. Mm-hmm. And we would like to offer all pastors, mm-hmm. political people, including Andre Carson, mm-hmm. to have their face in the place so that we can stand together as a community. We're inviting the police officers, and we even want to invite Officer Ren's family to say that this mother nor anybody has any gratitude or to say that they are happy that that man is dead. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't take any kind of position like that. And this mother has compassion mm-hmm. for their loss. And so she is reaching out to say, come and let's stand together to say, silence the violence. We don't care where it comes from.
And if people want more information, they can call 683-6808, 683-6808. One final thing, and I know the people at Channel 8, they've been preoccupied with some other mess going on in broadcasting. But, you know, are you all open to you and Ms. Davis going to speak to Steve Bray, who is the news director at Channel 8, about those concerns?
We're concerned, Amos, that when you go to other media besides you, that they take your words and can put them in a context that taints the meaning of your words.
But no,
this is the very reason why we came to you, and we appreciate that. But also knowing Steve Bray, as
okay. I know him, he's been around mm-hmm. this community for a number of years. Mm-hmm. I know if he felt that something that was on his air mm-hmm. left a wrong impression, mm-hmm. he would want to know that. Mm-hmm. And I'm very serious about that.
Tell him to call me.
We'll hook it up. Mm-hmm. All right. I appreciate it. Remember Mojo Jabu and Miss Cynthia Davis. I appreciate you have you here in the studio. I know we've had a couple conversations here on the program. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Amos.